Imagine a being unconstrained by reality, whose mind's eye pierces the veil of time to witness ages long past, analyzes to perfection the present, and divines the future from unshaped possibility. They would command great power over destiny, placed on the pedestal of galactic leadership and authority, and they would mold the entire human race. This is the essence of Dune's Kwisatz Haderach, and the culmination of 100 generations in the making, instigated in dark corners by the Bene Gesserit sisterhood. But what and who exactly is the Kwisatz Haderach? What abilities do they possess, and with what duty are they charged? These questions are paramount to mankind's survival within the perilous void of Frank Herbert's known universe. Kwisatz Haderach is a term derived from the ancient Tsokopsa language and spoken by the Bene Gesserit order that translates to shortening of the way. The Kwisatz is also referred to as the one who can be many places at once, the one who can see all. Reverend mothers who undergo truth trance and spice agony, in which concentrated spice poison reacts with their body chemistry, unlock all of the genetic memories of those who came before. These other memories, as they're called, act as an imprint of the human psyche, are a wellspring of knowledge, a source of countless lifetimes of combined wisdom to guide current action. They are not only the experiences, but also the personas of one's lineage. But Reverend Mothers see only half of the equation. Their genetic hindsight is limited to the female side of their ancestry. The male half of their consciousness lies within the mind's dark abyss, a place unfathomable, guarded by dread and madness. The Lady Jessica describes it as a pit of blackness from which she recoiled. That is the place we cannot look. There is the place the Reverend Mothers are so reluctant to mention. To do so invites insanity or worse. What they lack is the male half of genetic memory. In the simplest terms, the Kwisatz Haderach is the answer to this puzzle. A male Reverend Mother trained in the Bene Gesserit ways with access to both his male and female ancestry, able to glimpse the whole of humanity. But he would be much more besides. As a report on Bene Gesserit motives and purpose in Dune's appendix goes on to detail, what they sought was a human with mental powers permitting him to understand and use higher order dimensions. Not only would the Kwisatz Haderach possess full knowledge of the past, but his genes would unlock prescience. He would see into the many branches of the future and accurately predict their course. The power of foresight in Dune is wielded in a limited capacity by navigators of the Spacing Guild to pilot faster than light travel. Such higher modes of understanding, however, require mental cunning beyond the brightest humans. To analyze the overwhelming data concisely, he would need the training of a Mentat, a human supercomputer to command the present that lies between past and future. As a male Reverend Mother, and if trained in the proper way, the Kwisatz Haderach would have the Bene Gesserit mind-body control offered by Prana Bindu Arts, his body as deadly as his genius. The Kwisatz would therefore be the embodiment of all three of the ancient schools. The wisdom and past of the Bene Gesserit, the mathematical acumen and present analysis of the Mentats, and the oracular vision of the Spacing Guild. Legend of the Chosen One protects the Kwisatz Haderach from many threats and pretenders to power. Over countless generations, the Bene Gesserit seeded the cultural and religious bedrock of worlds across the Imperium with belief in a prophesied savior. Through the Missionaria Protectiva, the Sisterhood indoctrinated billions with propaganda and rendered the masses susceptible to the awesome power of their Kwisatz Haderach, paving the path to absolute control. We need look no further than the example of Arrakis and the religious notions held by Fremen of the Lisan al-Ghaib, a voice from the outside world who will come to deliver them from oppression. Paul Atreides arrives and, possessed of Kwisatz powers in line with the Messiah, assumes leadership of the frenzied warriors. This hypothetical human would shake the Imperium's very foundations and catalyze great events, but to achieve such genetic stock is parlous. It requires generations, tens of generations of careful development of desired traits. The Bene Gesserit order knew this, and long ago, near the time of their ancient founding, the sisterhood began their Kwisatz Haderach breeding program. Bloodlines by the dozen were cultivated and pruned in Bene Gesserit hands like flowers in a greenhouse for millennia to consolidate the genome necessary of the Kwisatz Haderach. Promises spread across many families and several branches to bear hopeful fruit. But the ultimate test of the Kwisatz, and one which showcases the Bene Gesserit ability to alter body chemistry and neutralize toxins, is to endure the terrible spice agony. Success unlocks all of human memory and potential. Failure grants death in a body unable to mitigate the poison. As Mother Superior Gaius Helene Mohaim tells Paul Atreides in conversation, "Many men have tried the drug, so many, but none has succeeded. They tried and died." The Kwisatz Haderach represents a great and powerful weapon, a being that can alter reality, but what exactly is his purpose? To the sisterhood, he's a tool, a means of securing two quintessential things, survival and control. As an organization, the Bene Gesserit are aware of the danger presented by time and space. They know the human race walks on a knife's edge, and fate could quickly seal its doom. Perhaps in elder days filled with hearts more noble, the Bene Gesserit worked from magnanimity and compassion to evolve the human race, to artificially select for traits that would defend the species against the cold void. Or perhaps, in the Kwisatz Haderach, they wished to produce one who could walk the knife's edge, a person who could see all potentials and knew all pasts to assert control over space-time and ensure humanity's continued survival. Either by unwillingness, blindness, or corruption, the years distort the Bene Gesserit mission. The Kwisatz program is twisted and bent to one aim: power. Power weakened the sisterhood. Exposure to its corrupting influence altered their minds and motives over centuries and cast their intended program off course. It was an allure even they were hopeless to resist, and as the order accrued more influence, they fought for it more doggedly. The culmination of this now warped vision is production of a Kwisatz Haderach of royal blood, trained from birth in the ways of the sisterhood and completely obedient to Gesserit whims. The order seeks to put the one who can be many places at once on top of the lion throne, an emperor blinded by loyalty and subservience. This way, they could secure from rival factions true power in the known universe. But as the Kwisatz program reaches a grand crescendo, problems quickly arise that dash Bene Gesserit ambitions. See, a being bred to know all pasts, calculate the present, and predict the future is not so easily controlled. They would pierce the lies, feel the manipulative strings pulling them, and resist. We're met then with a paradox. The Kwisatz program is intended to bring about a superhuman, omniscient and all-powerful, yet impotent against the controlling machinations of the Bene Gesserit. It simply can't be, and it's a lesson learned only by experience, as the sisterhood fails to curtail young Paul Atreides, a supposed Kwisatz Haderach. With access only to female other memories, they lack the complete picture. We hear this in Paul's dialogue with the Mother Superior. "I'll give you only one thing. You saw part of what the race needs, but how poorly you saw it. You think to control human breeding and intermix a select few according to your master plan. How little you understand." Perhaps the true purpose of the Kwisatz can be inferred through its worldly inspiration. Herbert draws on esoteric Jewish religious folktale in which there is mention of a Kwisatz Haderach, or shortening of the path, by which an individual miraculously travels through space and time to seemingly appear in two places at once. This multiplex presence is echoed in the prescience and other memories of Dune's Chosen One, as they are able to see many places at once. But more interesting is the path mentioned. The Golden Path is a recurring theme throughout later Dune novels. It's humanity's only road to survival through a quagmire of futures intent on its destruction. Through their power, the Kwisatz Haderach is the sole individual with wisdom and foresight enough to navigate the path which spans untold millennia. It's realized in the visions and dreams of Leto II Atreides, Paul's son, and this is where another translation offered of Kwisatz Haderach comes into place. The term might also be described as the grasping or clenching of the path. In other words, the Kwisatz Haderach is the one who can grasp the golden path on the level of comprehension, and the one who can forcefully clench it in his fist and pull humanity along its now controlled tether. In the Book of Leto, the god emperor extols the importance of the Kwisatz and the shortcomings of the Bene Gesserit. Much that is stored can be lost. The species can forget. This is the special value of the Kwisatz Haderach, which the Bene Gesserit never suspected. The Kwisatz Haderach cannot forget. Now that we understand the purpose and powers of the Chosen One, what of those born from a flawed and ultimately corrupt system? Few bear the title of Kwisatz Haderach. More numerous in imperial history are the Ersatz Haderach, the almost Kwisatz. These are men of imperious blood, cultivated from Bene Gesserit breeding and descended from noble lines that fell shy of perfection. Through unforeseen circumstances, chance mutations, or other factors, they are not the one who can be many places at once, but yet they still command greatness. Some have the brain for mentat computational heuristics, some inhuman physical skill, and others the prescience of the oracle. One such ersatz is the Count Hasimir Fenring, childhood friend of Padishah Emperor Shaddam IV Kurino. His political guile, ability to read others and predict with great accuracy future events were pivotal in his role as imperial advisor. With limited prescient ability, the ersatz are cloaked from others with future sight, making them a danger to Kwisatz prediction. This excerpt, taken from Paul Atreides' meeting with the Count, highlights his astonishment. The thought was a shock crashing across his consciousness because he had seen the Emperor in uncounted associations spread through the possible futures. But never once had Count Fenring appeared within those prescient visions. Count Fenring doesn't appear in Denis Villeneuve's film adaptations. Instead, the Na Baron Fade Rotha Harkonnen demonstrates ersatz potential, and his bloodline is one that reaches greatness in both novels and films. Miles Teg is another possible example far into the future of an almost Kwisatz. The supreme bashar of military forces loyal to the Bene Gesserit sisterhood, Teg is endowed with mentat acumen. His great understanding of the present allows him, if not foresight, at least the ability to predict short-term outcomes accurately. Later in life, his physical prowess is supercharged as his body moves far faster and with greater strength than most other humans. His unquestioning devotion to the sisterhood makes Teg exemplar of the most desirable trait to Bene Gesserit, servitude. Unfortunately, the hypothetical perfection of the breeding program is shattered by the reality that accompanies the true Kwisatz Haderach. Paul Atreides is the first to step forward, but he is nothing the Bene Gesserit intended. Born from the disobedience of his mother Lady Jessica to her sister superiors, Paul was meant to be a female that would then be married to one of House Harkonnen's formidable bloodline and produce their own child that would then embody the Chosen One. Jessica's interference bore the Kwisatz Haderach a generation or two early, injected into Paul wild Atreides traits that disrupted the meticulously crafted genetic framework, and most significantly, raised him outside the indoctrinating dogma of the Order. Young Paul Atreides is the manifestation of chaos, power severed from Bene Gesserit control. In his own words to Jessica, "They thought they were reaching for me, but I'm not what they expected, and I've arrived before my time. And they don't know it. You're thinking I'm the Kwisatz Haderach. Put that out of your mind. I'm something unexpected." In Paul Atreides, there is the skill of a mentat and the foresight of prescient dreams, both of which he displays early. These abilities are amplified when Paul is exposed to copious amounts of the psychoactive drug, spice melange, ubiquitous on Arrakis. His wild Atreides genes are susceptible to overstimulation when ingesting spice, and Paul reaches the higher dimensions of thinking and understanding the Bene Gesserit intended with Akwesasne's program. After going through the spice agony, the complete genetic memory of all mankind impresses upon him. He looks where no Reverend Mother has. Unfortunately, the Sisterhood can't hope to control their recalcitrant Haderach. This we hear in dialogue between Paul and Mother Superior Mohaim. This is a Bene Gesserit Reverend Mother, patient in a patient cause. She could wait for the proper combination of genes and environment to produce the one person their schemes required. She knows now that the generations have produced that person. Here I stand, but I will never do her bidding. Paul may be the Kwisatz Haderach, but by his own admission, he's something different, something more and terrible. Though he has all the skills and abilities of the Kwisatz breeding, Paul is unable to realize the golden path. Dogged by dreams, he conflates the terrible purpose of Muad'Dib's religious jihad with the true golden path, and so he ultimately fails. His son, another potential Kwisatz, must decide humanity's fate. Leto II Atreides, also known as the God Emperor of Dune. Born of Paul and the Fremen Chani, Leto has much of his father's ability, but is altogether unique. Paul's son is a preborn, a person who is fully aware, conscious, and able to hear the ancestral echoes of other memories before they are even fully developed in the womb. This trauma opens to Leto both the feminine and masculine sides of humanity's genetic memories. Though Paul states he had seen into the abyss which all Reverend Mothers avoid, he doesn't actually seem to harness his past lives or other memories, while Leto consumes, consults, and is possessed of all the lost wisdom. Perhaps Paul lacked the training and Leto was exposed early enough in life to adapt to this raw potential. Leto also differs from his father in acceptance of the golden path, in conviction necessary to act. Paul resists his purpose. He sees what the Kwisatz Haderach must become to bring about the golden path, and he denies it. The Kwisatz must lose his humanity, become a tyrant and a source of evil. In conversation with his grandmother Jessica, Leto states, "I'm speaking of something else, a perfection of being far beyond anything humans have ever before achieved. My father suspected it. He stood at the edge of realization, but fell back. Now it's up to me." To achieve perfected being, Leto merges his human body with Dune's sand trout, the larval form of the gargantuan sandworm, and undergoes a process of metamorphosis that, alongside many things, grants him a nigh immortal lifespan. Leto becomes the worm, the terrible god emperor for thousands of years. He succeeds where Paul failed and steers humanity along the golden path. For his effort, he is remembered as an infernal oppressor. In the expanded Dune, which includes novels by Frank Herbert's son, there emerges a third individual with the mantle of Kwisatz Haderach, Agola, an artificially synthesized clone of long-dead Atreides swordmaster Duncan Idaho, commands great forces of humankind as the species approaches the long-prophesized Krasilek, the typhoon struggle at the end of the universe, in which all fates will be decided. In Heretics of Dune, Discord rips the internal framework of the Bene Gesserit Sisterhood as two factions emerge. One that wishes to produce through the Duncan Gola another Kwisatz Haderach, and one who remembers with dread the oppressive days of Leto's tyranny. We hear the argument between Reverend Mothers Lucilla and Shuangyu. Lucilla, the Sisterhood is not unanimous in following Taraza's designs for this Gola. Certainly, you know this. It was Shuangyu's most powerful argument. The fears that they might produce another Kwisatz Haderach were deep-seated, and the dissension within the Bene Gesserit comparably powerful. But conversely, we hear that Duncan is integral to Leto's vision of the Golden Path and humanity's salvation. Leto II had called it the Golden Path, and this Duncan Idaho-type Gola had figured prominently in that awesome passage. Krasilek is the climax, the summit of the mountain along Leto's golden path. Thinking machines, the ancient scourge long thought destroyed in the Butlerian jihad of ages past, have returned from the fringes of the known universe. Machine legions wage a devastating war and threaten to obliterate humanity. Duncan, possessed of the Kwisatz Haderach abilities, is found out to be the perfect human, the ultimate Kwisatz. He ascends to other dimensions, he transcends the species, and he merges his life essence with that of Omnius the Evermind, the command center of the thinking machine neural network. Idaho, now the embodiment of metal and flesh and the ultimate Kwisatz Haderach, asserts supreme control. Where a chasm existed, he builds a bridge. He redresses the grievances between man and machine, creates a universe in which both can exist in harmony and support one another. With the typhoon struggle endured, humankind is thus hardened to survive against any threat posed by the cold void of space. The one who can be many places at once, there to guide them. The Kwisatz Haderach, a child of prophecy and destiny, intended to safeguard humanity against the slow death pressed by time, space, and reality. Though its purpose might once have been noble, the Kwisatz breeding program failed from the start due to the limited prescient and historical vision of the Bene Gesserit sisterhood. The order knew survival of the species was paramount. They grappled with notions of the golden path, but they couldn't see it in its entirety. But the male reverend mother they produced could in theory shorten the way. Unfortunately, the insidious force of power worked to corrupt their purpose. They desired not to save humankind, but to install a puppet Kwisatz Haderach on the imperial throne and control the known universe. Though the program grew misguided, it created in Leto II one who could see the road and take the cruel actions necessary to secure it. In an indirect way, the program achieved its goals. The golden path was illuminated, and the one lifeline in countless dead ends found to spare the race from stagnation and oblivion. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Let me know your thoughts on the Kwisatz Haderach, what you think of the Bene Gesserit plan and the golden path, as well as your own insights and suggestions for future videos in the comments below. And if you're a fan of lore and storytelling, be sure to subscribe to the channel. Check out the podcast where content is uploaded frequently. I want to thank my amazing supporters over on Patreon who make all of this possible, and I couldn't do it without their fantastic support. If you'd like to become a lore luminary for access to me, a great community, written scripts, and early video drops, head to patreon.com/thelorebrarians to learn more. Until next time, go forth and explore the lore.